The Gospel Music Workshop of America is holding the convention. The event will feature several artists and choirs from around the country, including the choir from New Hope Baptist Church of Racine. Another local gospel singer is William J. Reed. He's Minister of Music for the Milwaukee chapter of the Gospel Music Workshop of America. Reed says he's always had a passion for gospel music and that it's lifted his spirits when he's been down. Reed says the music encourages him to do great things.
I feel the most important component to gospel music is the life of the song, the energy that you give a song, because you can sing any gospel song, but it's what you make the song. It's you becoming a part of that song, making yourself one with that song, believing the words that you're singing about, and effectively being able to minister to your people. Gospel music is one that definitely, it needs to minister to you first, and once it ministers to you, then you're able to effectively minister to your audience.
Some say gospel music sets the groundwork for many types of music in this country. Joyce Walker-Titan is Media Relations Director for the Gospel Music Workshop of America. She says the music is the foundation of the African-American worship experience and the folk art culture. She also gives credit to gospel music for the rock and roll style of Elvis Presley.
Folks used to ask Elvis Presley where he got his sound from, and he would tell you he got it out of the black church.
Walker-Titan says gospel music continues to expand, reaching across generations through experiments with hip-hop and urban contemporary styles. At least 10,000 people are expected to attend the gospel convention in Milwaukee. Terrence Shaw, Wisconsin Public Radio.